Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 259. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. Did I lose my voice there? This is Nard.
And this is Ray, and I didn't.
Oh, I lost my voice too. Sorry. Yeah, okay. No. This is Ray, guys. How's everyone today? Get him, buddy. Kill, buddy. Kill.
Oh, go, buddy. Go. Okay.
Kill the Asian, buddy. Kill the Asian.
No.
Not the Filipino. The Chinese one.
Oh, the other one. Okay.
The other one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's back, right? Okay. But anyway, so welcome, everyone. And this is episode 259. Wow.
Yeah. And he walks in, and the Chinese walks in and says, "Oh, guys, you're doing the Parak podcast," and walks out.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, you should know. It's a Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we should do this on a Monday. And we do our usual, you know, checking up on each other. So, Ray, how are you? What have you been up to this weekend? It's Easter!
It was Easter, and the Easter Bunny did not bring me anything. And I sat here and worked all weekend editing video.
Oh, really? Those kinds of videos.
Yes, right. And I swear, I never, never, ever in my entire life thought I would say this, but I am so tired of looking at porn.
Oh, my God. It's the same stroke. It's the same,
you know,
same big dick. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's just like, oh, God, do I have to see one more cum scene? No.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, I broke away Sunday afternoon. Me and Donald took off, and we went up to the outlet stores up on 290, the new ones they opened up this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they were pretty much dead because half the stores were closed because it was Easter. But it was good. I spent money I didn't have to buy some new clothes that I needed and some new shoes that I desperately needed. So I'm just like, oh, well, you know what? I got to have them. So.
Yeah. Well, good for you. You did some shopping. I did some shopping also with Mike. Mike was here the last Wednesday night. He kind of surprised me, but I kind of knew he's going to arrive either Thursday or Friday, but he arrived Wednesday night.
Did you get to have all the tricks out of the house before you got there?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
shoo, get away, go away. Partner's coming. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, he came over and yeah, he just helped out in the house. I still had to work on Thursday though. But Friday, we have it off. It's always nice to have a good Friday off.
You're lucky. We went in and we're by noon they let us go. So we got kind of lucky in that aspect.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's a good weekend. It's really busy. We did a lot of yard work. Oh, gosh. We did a whole lot, really. And that evening, Saturday, I got elected part of the at-large board members of Asians and Friends, Houston. So
you said that you're at-large.
I'm at-large, yeah. I have a large member. Wait. I'm an at-large board member.
Wait a minute. You got elected to the Asians and Friends board, but you wouldn't accept the triad nomination the other night? What's that about?
Well, being a triad is actually the thing that I do with the Asians and Friends, but with the Houston Arab Bears, it's all three of you guys are big. Well, I do help already, don't I? But it's like a, what do you call this? I don't know. I'm into the at-large board member for many years now with Asians and Friends, so. Okay. It's really just my title anyway. And yeah.
Like Pretty Princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then
But let me tell you on this story.
Okay.
Last Wednesday night we opened up the floor for nominations for new triad members to
yes.
be nominated and accept. And I nominated Maynard.
Mm-hmm.
And he said some stuff in Filipino that I'm not sure what he said, but I'm sure it's like, what the F are you talking about? And hell no.
I'm kidding.
And then he said, "I regretfully decline." And I was like, "Hater?
No, I just couldn't. I couldn't. It's just hard. It's hard to do both Asians and Friends and Houston Arab Bears." So,
mm-hmm. So, well, this is my last year on the triad for a while. So, somebody needs to step up.
Need new blood.
If you're a Houston Arab Bear and you want to be in large and in charge, step up.
The
time is now.
Yeah, maybe.
There's not going to be a May meeting because it's right in the middle of Bear Watch, but in June you need to step up.
Yeah, Casey might be listening to this. Yeah, he's been listening, you know.
Who?
Casey and Giles, I think, yeah.
They're not even members. They can't run.
Oh, they can't run? Oh,
no,
damn it.
They're not members anymore.
Oh, too bad. But anyway, okay, back to the weekend update. Have you seen I Love You, Man?
No, I have not. I've had three people tell me it's good and I should go see it.
It's pretty good. It's very good. Mike and I watched it after the party. It's very funny. But it's got those cringe-worthy scenes that really, when you're watching it and listening to what they're saying, it makes you cringe a little. And they're doing it on purpose. You could tell. Yeah. Because they know how to to rile up the audience. And it's pretty funny at many points.
Who's Paul? Paul Rudd's in it. And ain't that his name, Paul Rudd?
Paul Rudd. He's the comedian from... I don't remember.
Yeah, he's on there. And I'm trying to think. What's the comedian from Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, from SNL, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he was like, they were talking about, you know, funny stuff. You know, they're always pulling pranks on each other on the set. He said that, well, you know, I'm sleeping in my trailer. I get Paul tapping me on the shoulder saying, wake up, man. It's time for your scene. And I'm laying on my side. And I wake up, and there's Paul Rudd standing nude in front of me saying, it's time for your scene. Come on.
Okay. You read that somewhere?
No, they were talking about that on TV.
They're talking about the TV? Oh,
when they were doing interviews for it, you know, he's like, you know, there's Paul naked in front of me. I was like, yeah, I'd like to see Paul Rudd naked because he's hot.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, okay, we have some, we have an article here. That's actually... going around, it's been going on for a few days now. It's about Amazon.com.
Haters.
Haters, they are gay haters. Well,
they're the gay haters. Who owns Amazon.com?
I don't know. I think it's Mr. Amazon. Anyway, he says here, Amazon criticized for deranking adult books. This is news from news.cnet.com. Amazon.com recently delisted from its sales ranking system, gay and lesbian books that are deemed adult. So raising the ire of some who characterize the move as an online censorship. Which I don't
gay
know.
Books. Make sure you clarify that it was gay books.
Yeah,
the straight adult books are still there.
Yeah, the straight adult books, that are the ones that are explicit also, they're still there. And the gay ones are being not
delisted.
Ranked, delisted. So
now we're all like Kathy Griffin again.
Yeah, we're delisted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big right now. And, what can I say? Saying.
I did see the response that you know, Amazon said, there's an issue with our programming and we are trying to correct it.
But how could they do it? Maybe there's a flag saying.
Maybe there's a gay virus. Maybe they got a gay virus.
Yeah. Or a configurator attacked them or something. But it's got to be some kind of flag and there's a glitch in their software. But still, how could they do that? I mean, they're fixing it right now. They're just saying that they're fixing it right now.
Well, they're saying they're fixing it. But I think somebody up high did something and then they thought nobody was going to notice it. And somebody, there's too many fags out there for shit to go by too far. So,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's this author, Mark Probst. Yeah. And yeah, he said that some of the high profile gay romance books were not there. He was surprised. Yeah. So, that's what he did. He sent them a letter and stuff like that. So, anyway, let's see what happens in a couple of weeks, a couple of days, maybe. Let's see what Amazon does if they're going to. Many people are already canceling their orders, or they're now moving to Barnes and Noble, and people are tweeting.
Which is probably owned by Amazon.com.
Is it really? I don't think so.
I don't know. Somebody owns everything somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway,
I wonder if this means that the comeback of the gay bookstore. I'm not talking about the adult gay bookstore either, because you know, in the last, I guess, 10 years, they're hard to go find a gay coffee house bookstore.
Yeah,
Houston used to have two of them. They don't have that anymore.
Yeah,
both of them are gone.
What is it? Crossroads and what?
Crossroads and what was it? What was the one right there on Montrose?
Yeah.
That was crap. What's it called?
I forgot the name also, but you know, I was
something.
But you know, I when I was in TBRU, I saw also there at Cedar Springs, the Crossroads there was also closed.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, I had memories of, I used to live in Dallas for a while, and I used to go to that coffee shop a lot, and it's closed. I can't believe it. So there are no more gay coffee shops.
Well, they're gay coffee shops, but I mean, one that were like Crossroads here and there, and the other store used to be where you
Lobos.
Could go,
I remember
Lobos.
Now.
That's what
Lobos.
It was.
I remember now.
Mm-hmm. You could go and you could. It was pretty much all gay themed material as far as books and magazines and
Yeah, we used to hang out at Lobos here in Montrose also. So
yeah, I mean, when I first moved to Houston, people used to say that as a social thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you know, everybody come in the front, look at the magazines, and everybody come in the back door and rent the adult porn. Which is fine.
Which is fine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, those things have gone to the wayside. You can find it, your entertainment other ways these days, but I kind of miss that. Being able to go to look at an all-gay, true bookstore that's mainly for gay people. So.
Yeah. Now they just end up going to the gay Starbucks on Montrose, where Peter always goes.
Well, that's why it's so gay. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter makes it gay. Make sure he listens to this, okay?
Peter is like, "Hey, I'm here."
That's right. But anyway, okay, let's go on with our guest today. His name is Cena. We had an interview with him a while ago. Yeah, it's not Cena Princess Warrior, okay? Warrior Princess, no. It's
Cena. He could kind of be. But, everybody, just to give you a little history, I met Cena last year at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Michael out there introduced me to Cena, and we were all out having cocktails one night, and me and Cena got talking, and I think we had like a 2.5-3 hour conversation about God and everything. So
wow,
you know, and then we've been chatting every now and then. Then of course we got the links for his website and everything up, so I keep in touch with what's going on, and I think he's a very talented young man, and I hope that he. With the release of his first book, that he's actually going to start to a great career. I know he's done some other stuff, comic books, as an illustrator, and some, you know, some other writing. But this is his first true book. So, and we both read it, and I think it's an incredible book.
Yeah, I really enjoyed reading it. Yes,
it was funny.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, you know, and it's always good to have a gay wizard around when you need one. So.
Yeah,
a gay kind of. Cub bear wizard going on. Mm-hmm. So.
That's right. Okay, so let's go on, shall we? Let's go on with the Cena.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hey everyone, this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we have a guest today in this episode. He's Cena Grace, the author of Cedric Hollows in Dial M for Magic. Welcome to the show, Cena.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
Yes, okay. It's awesome. That, you know, we've been talking about this. We've been planning this for a couple of weeks now, and Ray's been talking about you. He met you at the Comic-Con. That's right. Is that right, Ray?
That's right. We met at Comic-Con.
Met at Comic-Con, talking about Cena's work, and I say this is just – the kind of book that I myself personally am looking for. Something that kind of relates to me. So, okay. Just tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you based right now?
I live in Santa Monica, California. I live in Los Angeles. I went to school for 4 years at UC Santa Cruz, but I couldn't really leave LA. So I'm back here, and I think it's a forever kind of date with Los Angeles. Yeah, I don't know why. I can't get it out of me.
Well, you recently traveled to New York and Europe, so you had a good time there, I think.
Yeah, good memory. Yeah, I mean, you know, I get the itch. I always want to travel. I wanted to live in San Francisco for a while. Basically, any big city, I need to give a couple weeks to out of the year. So that's the nice thing about being an artist is you can take your work with you anywhere. And say that to yourself, even if it, you know, you don't do any work. You could just lie and say, well, you know, I'm gonna draw on the plane, I swear. But I do. I do actually create very well. My first comic books and pictures, I was in Iran when I was doing the first two issues. Like, I plotted the entire thing in the middle of the desert, you know, south of Tehran. So traveling actually does help, and that was a very long-winded answer. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's okay.
You were born and raised here in America, right?
I'm sorry?
I said you were born and raised here in the U.S., right?
Yes.
But your father's American and your mother's Iranian, is that right?
That's the mix. That's the breakdown.
Persian.
Whoa. Yes.
Nice. I got body hair, right?
Oh yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
I get it from both sides too. So it's everywhere. I mean, you know, I'm scared of when I have to worry about it, but right now it's a good amount. So I'm incredibly lucky to be hairy, I guess.
Yeah. So he's a hairy chaser.
You're a hairy chaser.
He's a hairy chaser.
Or is
there you go.
What's the label for that? There's a label for that. Otter?
I get called an otter.
Otter, okay.
An otter.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of noises they make, so I'm just I won't be sound effect tonight.
Okay. So, and let's see. We're going to talk about the book, but this is not your first thing you've got published, is it?
Yeah, this is my first book.
Book. Okay.
Book? It's a book, yeah. Yeah. I've done a couple of comic books and I've been in some anthologies, but I've never, you know, come up with a story that just needed to be told in words. And you guys have read it, so you know that it's very dialogue driven.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, you know, the noir is a big part of it. So I think it was just natural to sit down and write it on a word processor and then add pictures to tell the story where I didn't feel strong enough as a writer, or, you know, in a way it's like you can't really describe the humor behind this kind of bearish wizard. You know, you can't describe how funny he looks next to a bunch of normal people unless the reader sees it, you know, unless it's a movie too. But I mean, you know, there's no way to really point out and say, look, this is funny because he's the only one dressed like Aragorn, you know, unless you see everyone else dressed like normal people. So that's where the pictures come in. But yeah, words. I just felt dominated by words. And this is not the first thing I've written and drawn, but it is the first book with pictures.
Well, I have a question about the character Cedric. How do you actually describe Cedric in general as a character in the book?
I describe him as my best friend. He's really my best friend in real life. But, like, yeah, Cedric's a real guy, just not with that hair. but I describe my friend Kyle describes him as a Baragorn.
Baragorn?
I think that's weird.
Baragorn.
But
okay.
In terms of his character, he's like a Raymond Chandler, you know, kind of anti-hero. But then he's got that Jerry Blank Strangers with Candy quality where there are some really disgusting attributes about his attitude and personality, but he just thinks the world of himself, and that lends itself to being a humorous novel.
Yeah,
if I was successful.
Yeah, it is. I love the one-liners, the one-liners here, and then it probably most gay guys would relate to. Some people, I would think, would just go over their head. You know, they would just, what does that mean? But I was with some of them, I could understand. Oh my god! Because, it's really funny. Some of the lines that you have there. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. When I was workshopping.
Oh no, go ahead.
I was just going to say when I was workshopping it, that was kind of the test to see if a joke would even make it, as if people understood it or not. And half the time, if they didn't understand it, that was more reason to put it in. I was like, well, you know what? The three people who will get this will love it, and that's who I'm writing for. I'm like, you know, I'm writing to make myself laugh with the hope that, you know, there are seven or eight other people who will laugh, and then two or three of those people will pay money for it too. So thank you for the compliment. Now I feel confident.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, I can say from reading this and from our little banter that we've had back and forth before, I saw a lot of Cena Grace in this character, which I guess that's just part of the, when you're creating a character, you kind of pick aspects of yourself and kind of use them. But I kind of saw a lot of you in this character, Cena. And that's not a bad thing.
Are you saying that I'm like a really crass, wizard who was raped in high school.
I don't know about the rape part.
I don't know. I'm not saying anything about the rape part.
But the kind of crass smart ass, I think that kind of nails it right there. So.
Oh, yeah, I guess he gets that from me. I guess, you know, I guess I'm that kind of guy, I kind of like to say what I'm thinking and then deal with the consequences as they come. So,
yeah.
But I don't think I'm half as forward as he is, unless I've had a couple drinks. And then,
well, I was fixing to say, get a couple drinks and see the gray Satan. I'll tell him what he's going to say.
Yeah,
but it's hard work to do. You have to be just as charming and have just as many manners as Ray. So,
yeah,
Don't think it's an easy task. It's really hard to get me drunk, even though I got drunk last night at karaoke.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I sang Paper Planes. It was great. It was great. Anyway, sorry. Mm-hmm. Back to the topic at hand.
Okay.
Bears and books.
Bears and books. So how about the other characters? Well, in the characters most of them are really, because he's a detective, okay? He's practically, he is a detective, and of course he's got clients. Is this something like the series that you're planning is going to be in this direction, that he'll be having clients and along the way and solving mysteries like this, or... Will there be character development in the end? You know, the whole thing is a character development, of course, but it's just that. Is it going to be like this in the future?
Yeah, well, I mean, for the listeners who don't know, this book is about a sorcerer sleuth working in Orange County, and he takes up a case that's magically related, so that's why he's there. And as you guys know, things kind of get, you know, crazy. So the some of the characters you see in the first book will come back in the second book.
Okay.
What's up? Oh.
I like that. I mean, that's what I like, you know, recurring characters, because some of them are interesting by themselves, by the way you develop their characters. It would be nice to see them again in the
I have a feeling that let me see if I get the name right, because I read this a week and a half ago. Adam?
Megan? Officer Alan Ballantyne, or?
Oh, no. The guy that worked at the Wiccan store.
David.
David,
I almost forgot his name, too. Mm-hmm. They've got a story together, you know. I mean, that's the nice thing about an openly gay character with, you know, an openly gay past, is that there are a lot of people he has history with.
That's mm-hmm. right. There are tricks everywhere.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, towards the end of the book, with some of the stuff that happened, I was like, I see this is going to pop up somewhere. I have a feeling this is going to pop up somewhere again. I just kind of figured that right in the middle of one of the future books, it is going to be this big blow up in the middle of it. So.
Yeah, some of the characters from the first book will show up in the second. Actually, I'm not going to say it for readers. Maybe I'll tell you guys later, but I will give one of the characters, one of the leads, I'm giving that person a break in the second book, but no promises as to whether or not they come back in the third. But
okay.
I'll email you guys later. I'll text message Ray or something. But
we can talk about it offline or something.
So Where did you just sit down and kind of do an outline and say, I like this, I like this, I like this, to come up with the storyline? Or did you base some of this stuff off factual events? Like, I know since you brought it up and gave one of the storylines away about Cedric being raped in high school, is that something that you know that happened to somebody, or something you just made up, or?
I would, for the sake of writing, I would totally exploit my friends. I would exploit their trauma for an amazing story if it made sense. But, well, the origin story was that one night I was writing for my workshop and I could not for the life of me get this short story out of my fingers. And for the most part, I wasn't really well-liked in my workshops. Like, people were like, okay, I'll read your story, but I don't love it. And I'm sitting there at this coffee shop, and I can't do it. I can't write this dumb, dumb short story. And so I go outside, and I call my best friend, and we're talking on the phone, and I get this idea to put him in his D&D outfit, which is the costume you see Cedric in. And and I just said, can I please videotape you? Can I please do this? I have this idea. And I mentioned what is actually the ending of the book. I let's not say it over the radio, but I had the ending. And I was like, I really want to do this. I really want to have you doing this to that. And he goes, no, absolutely not. And I said, fine, I'll write it. And then 45 minutes later, 7 pages came out of me. And I took it to workshop. And a lot of people were flabbergasted or, you know, they didn't know what to think. But the one thing they knew is that they wanted to read more. And so for the first time in college, I felt like, okay, I know what I'm doing. Like, this is how it's supposed to feel. People are supposed to want to read your work. And, you know, and that's how I knew I had a good thing. And then from there, I just took, I had the ending. So I knew who the killer was. And, and that's the best way to write a mystery novel is when you know who the killer is. I built from there, and as the months went by, whatever music I was listening to, whatever movies I was watching, whatever TV shows were on my DVD player, they all got thrown in there, and all the little inside jokes with all of my friends got thrown in there. And notebooks upon notebooks of like in quotations, just the one-liners, you know, like
the one-liners. I love it.
I would write, like the passage, you write portions of the book around these one-liners. You write motifs about one-liners because you want to make certain things important. So then you have to validate everything. And so that's how it works with this book is 7 months of a lot of notebooks and drawings and phone calls and CDs and movies and DVDs. And that's why, you know, there are a lot of weird pop culture references. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know where the Scott Baio reference came from.
Scott Baio. I like the other words to say how one can masturbate. I mean, there was a line, there was a sentence there that, oh my God, I never thought of it that way. Yeah, that's another way to say it. I'd like to quote that next time. Yeah.
I think he goes, I don't remember if this got deleted or not, but he's like, I Wang Chung tonight or something like that.
Yes, I'm going to Wang Chung tonight. Okay, yeah.
For the readers out there, that's a coping mechanism. Find out what he's coping with when you read the book. So, that took research, actually. I had to, I didn't know all of those phrases. I had to look them up.
Oh, okay. And,
yeah, I know. I'm actually a very simple man. Ray will tell you. I only know a few phrases. And
Yeah, right.
I
can get them. Yeah, right.
What if we get you drunk? I'm quite sure you're going to have more phrases than that.
I'm not a good drunk. Ray will tell you. What happened was he got me a gin and tonic or something, and I was done. And then I started talking about relationships with him. He's like, oh, yeah, I watched Torchwood. And I'm like, who cares? Love.
Torchwood. Yeah, it's going to come up soon. Hey, let me ask you, Sina, what's your plan for Comic-Con? You're going to be there, of course, right?
I will. I won't have a booth. I will just be if anyone wants to have me, like if anyone's got a table, I would be happy to join. Or
oh, you're talking about that one.
I'm sure.
There's a glory hole up in the bathroom by, Office Alley. I won't tell you which end of the hole I'll be in, but yeah, you'll find me there.
Awesome.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, bring your safety. But no, I don't know yet. I don't know. I know that I'm going, and that's all that I know, and I'll let people know soon if I'm doing any panels or whatnot. But for now,
Comic-Con is now it's a bear run now.
People, stories too. You'll hear the stories too. You'll hear. Actually, speaking of glory hole, okay. No, really. Listen. I haven't had anything to drink.
Well, let's hope not. You're out driving around L.A.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No. I have got a pal who. Who goes to Comic-Con and just like goes to the bathrooms and stands at the urinals and just scopes, checks out the Comic-Con hotties. Well, and what was great with you?
He's lobby whoring. Yes. I didn't know there are lobby whores also at Comic-Con.
Oh, please. There are whores everywhere at Comic-Con. Did you not see the interviews I did last year?
I know. That's right.
It's a thing. It's a thing that people do. It's so, it's such a great place for people to have sex.
Yeah.
I was gonna have dinner with a friend last year, and I said, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "I have a date." And I said, "With who?" And he goes, "Craig from The List." And that's got to get into the next subject book too.
Okay.
You know, yeah, I love to see dating websites the week before Comic-Con.
Uh-huh.
And you get to see all the people subtly mentioned. Like, and I'll be visiting San Diego July 24th through the 30th, you know, and it's like, okay, just be upfront about it. You're going to Comic-Con, you
yeah.
know.
Uh-huh, just say it, yeah.
It's okay. A place for friends.
Yes, for fun, definitely. Too bad. I wish I could go. I said last year I want to go, but I can't this year, though. Ray's going, though. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Comic-Con, I just got my registration form to do, which I didn't think they were going to do, for my press pass.
Oh.
So I got to go do that. So
okay.
now I just got to work out travel arrangements and a place to stay. So,
ooh.
And if I can work okay. that out, I might be able to go, so.
There's some San Diego.
Economic recession will help you out with the travel arrangements, right? I mean, come on, Southwest will be cheap.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to do, is see if I can find some cheap fares to go out there and stuff. The most expensive place in San Diego is finding a place to stay. Because last year.
Oh, Ray, but you're so popular. I'm sure you could find a nice man to, or boy to shack up. I mean, stay with.
Uh-huh.
To rent a room or
yeah.
something. But anyway.
So I'll let you out. Uh-huh.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Well, Lucina, okay, let's going back to the to your book. What is
yeah,
the release?
My book.
Release party, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about what?
The release party for.
Oh, yeah. For anyone in L.A., I'm having a party at Heidi Hill Comics on Saturday, April 18th, from 7 to 10 p.m. California time, and it's in Santa Monica, so it'll be great. I'll be reading. I'll actually have someone with me to do Megan's part, the girl's part, so that'll be a first. I usually, when I do readings, I'm solo, so I'm excited to have someone to bounce off of, and then the next night, I will be reading at the Good Luck Bar for a reading series called Rhapsodomancy. I always pronounce it wrong, but yeah, so it's going to be a weekend, and Ray's trying to get me over to Houston, and
yes,
you know, right. Same thing he said about Comic-Con. I got to get travel arrangements and a place to stay, and I'm sure I can find a nice gentleman to check up, I mean stay with, but... Yeah.
Look
so
at the list again from Craig. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had to get my airline sources lined up and see if I can get us some free tickets or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll work it out. We'll get you over here, and I'll get myself over there soon. I just gotta build a fan base, and that's what you guys are here for.
Yeah.
Help me.
Hey, one last question here. I have here, I'm looking at your website, cinagrace.com, and on the books page, and you have a picture here that this is your Cedric uniform. Is this how Cedric's supposed to look like, or is just one of your costumes?
That is once again, that's my best friend. That's Mikhail's actual outfit. That's the Cedric outfit, and I took that a year before I even wrote Cedric, but it's nice that I have pictures of myself in it because I can use myself as a model to draw him. But that's not mine. I know. I need one for myself.
Oh.
Don't you think? I need it for Comic-Con so people can be like, oh, my God, you're Cedric Hollows. And I'll be like,
yeah. But you have to wait the week.
You're going to have to eat a little more if you're going to be Cedric Hollows.
Yes, we need to feed you. Yeah.
Oh, yay, I'm a gainer now.
What we need to do at Comic-Con is make sure we get you in front of Stan Lee. Maybe you get the same deal that what's-his-name got with Mask.
Oh, I wouldn't. I don't think that would happen. I mean, that'd be cool, but that wouldn't happen to me. I mean, talking to you guys is enough of a good luck charm in my life. I don't think Stan Lee intervened.
Well, so you got to tell everybody where they can, one, find the book online to buy and where they can keep up with you, because this is how I keep up with you, is from your little blog spot.
Yeah, I've got a blog, which is my name, cinagrace.com/books. And then there's a Cedric Hollows page attached to it, and by the time this airs, you can just do scenagrace.com/Cedric Hollows, and you'll be able to order a book there through PayPal, and you can find me on MySpace, you can find me on Twitter, you know, just my name. You can Google me, see what comes up. And, yeah, that's the best way to do it. I'm going to start getting books in the stores, and I'll send a copy over to Diamond, and, you know, fingers crossed they won't be turned off, and that they'll understand what a, you know, fun book this is, and that they don't really have anything like it in their catalog.
Yeah.
Hopefully not out of censorship. Hopefully, like, they haven't already said no to someone else's Cedric Hollows, and I'm just next on that list. But, yeah, that's where people can find me. So, please. Yeah. I look forward to hearing from everyone. And it was great to talk to you guys, too.
Yes, thank you very much.
And everybody, make sure y'all check out Cena's blog, because this is why I do it. Because he always comes up, he always has these great drawings on here that he's just scratched out on a piece of paper or a napkin somewhere. And I got to talk to you about Normal. We'll have to talk about that after we get off the air, because we can probably do another episode on that when you get that done.
Wow.
Okay.
So thank you very much, Cena Grace, for being in the show. It's really a big pleasure that you joined us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm completely in your debt now, and thank you so much for having me, and it makes me so happy that you both read the book and enjoyed it. Every time someone reads it and likes it and isn't avoiding me, is really, you know, makes me feel good about what I'm doing. So thank you for liking my baby, and thank you everyone for listening.
Yeah. Okay, so everyone out there, check out cenagrace.com/books for more information, and we'll put the links on the website. All right, so we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you coming to Bear Watch?
Bring your booty to Galveston, Texas, May 15th to the 17th for a good time.
We'll be serving you breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Saturday, and a brunch on Sunday, you mangy scallywags.
Friday nightfall, we'll be docking in Port Galveston to get our groove on. Saturday, we'll be pillaging the beaches for a bit more booty.
That nightfall, we'll have the notorious Bear Watch pool party, with our very own seafoam pit loaded with a booty to plunder and a bottle of rum.
Go to www.bearwatch.net. That's www.bearwatch.net to register.
And you might even come across what's in Davy Jones' locker, or at least try a sling out.
All right.
And we're back.
We're back. And, yeah, it was a great interview with Cena Grace. Yeah, cenagrace.com/books. Yeah, it's he's really fun to talk to.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
I like Cena Grace a lot.
Yeah, so April 18th, mark your calendars. If you're in Santa Monica, California, you can check him out at the Heidi Ho bookstore.
Yeah.
Heidi Ho, nice name.
Heidi Ho!
I knew it was familiar. Oh no! Who says Mr. Hank is going to come?
Yeah. And Cena's one of my favorite two chasers in California.
So. Really? Yes. But he's an otter. But he's that's what he said. But
he's a chaser.
He's a chaser. Everybody's a chaser at heart.
He's a chaser. Yeah. Oh, speaking of chasers, I meant to talk about this earlier when we were talking about our weekend updates.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend from high school found me on Facebook.
Ooh!
The other week.
Is that good or bad?
That's good, because he moved away for work, and then I moved away, and you know, we kind of kept in contact through my mom, and then we just kind of lost touch with each other, and we hadn't talked to each other in probably 13 years.
13 years, wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's been like one time, my mom said, oh yeah, Scott rolled through town and said hi, and I was like, well, cool. And he found me on Facebook. He was out traveling, working. He said, Bubba, he said, give me a chance till Thursday and we'll get caught up. We got a lot to talk about.
Wow. Wait, did you come out?
Oh, he already knew I was gay.
Oh, okay. But he didn't know that he is your type.
No, he is not my type.
Oh, okay, all right.
He's big, okay. Scott, big old bear. Big old redneck,
oh,
bear.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I should friend him now.
you would like Scott. You would really like Scott. I have not met too many people in my life that ever met Scott that did not like him.
Really?
Because he's just as plain and straightforward and great as guys that can be. And I am so glad that I found him again and we can keep in touch. So,
is he in town? Is he in Houston?
No. He lives in North Carolina now. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So we got caught up on all the stories and what's been going on in our lives the last 14 years and the downs, the highs, and all that good stuff. And it was just good to talk to him.
It's always good to catch up.
We spent about 3 hours on the phone this weekend off and on talking, catching up. So it's good.
I see.
And you know what, and if any of y'all want to go see who he is and harass him and say, hey, we heard Ray talking about you on Bear Podcast, he's Bear Chaser's Chaser.
Bear Chaser's Chaser.
Yeah.
Is that his name there?
That's it. That's his profile on all the other sites.
So wait a second. Is he straight or gay?
He's gay.
He's gay?
Yes.
I thought all along when you were talking about him, he's a straight friend that you met. Oh, he's actually gay. Oh.
When we went to school, there was always kind of like this tension between us, but it was just like, dude, we actually kind of went there one time and I was like, dude, we can't do this. You're just like, I'm like having sex with my sister. It ain't going to happen. Nothing ever happened, you know, and you know, he's always like, I'm bi, I'm bi, I'm bi. Well, you know, as you get older, that bi and bi goes by the way and you're gay. So
where is he again? Bear Chasers.
He's Bear Chaser's Chaser. So it's Bear Chaser Chaser.
Oh, Bear Chaser Chaser.
Bear Chaser's Chaser. So he's into Bear Chasers. That's basically what it's saying.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, he has better luck with the Twinkie boys than I do. So at least if that's what he told me last night was true, which it probably is because I don't think he's ever lied to me. So
I'm now chasing him right now as we type.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll look for it later. I'm kidding. But anyway, okay, should we go with the good stuff or the bad stuff first?
I hear a storm coming.
Oh, the storm. Yeah, okay. Here we go. All right. Listener. Have you heard of the Nation for Marriage? What is it? The
Idiots of America, you mean?
Yeah, the National Organization for Marriage. Okay, I just need to cue it up here so I could hear it too. So it's a video in YouTube that it's getting more than 300,000 views already, and it's about gay marriage. Wait, can you hear it? Oh, okay, sorry. Here we go.
Clouds are dark. And the winds are strong.
And I am afraid.
Some who advocate for same-sex marriage have taken the issue far beyond same-sex couples.
They want to bring the issue into my life.
My freedom will be taken away.
Okay, how? Ray, how can their freedom be taken away if gay people get married?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay. Let's go on.
I'm a California doctor who must choose between my faith and my job.
Which is a lie because they went and found her. She's an actress and she is not a doctor.
That's
and
right.
She has no kids. And the one that says I'm a mom and has kids does not have kids.
These are all actors, really.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Part of a New Jersey church group punished by the government because we can't support same-sex marriage.
I am a Massachusetts parent, helplessly watching public schools teach my son that gay marriage is okay.
But some who advocate for same-sex marriage have not been content with same-sex couples living as they wish.
Yeah, right. Okay. I heard some audio before. I can't find it right now, but you're right. They're all actors. They were doing some auditions, and they were talking over this. And it turns out that they were saying the same thing. Like, they were saying what everybody else was saying, and they just edited it out. And part of it was one of the girls saying, I'm a doctor in California. What is it? I forgot.
I'm a doctor, and I'm being forced to do stuff that's against my religion.
Yeah.
Talking about, like, abortion and stuff like that stuff.
Yeah, let me play it again.
It's okay.
But some who advocate for same...
Hold on.
I'm a Massachusetts parent, helplessly watching public schools teach my...
Yeah. One of the other is, I'm a Massachusetts parent, and I'm also a doctor in California. How could that happen? So, yeah, I mean,
well, it's two different actresses, but you know,
there's an audio that I heard that it's the same actress.
Oh yeah, they changed them up about when they were doing casting. They had them read the lines. And
yeah,
stuff. So they all, I think, read the same lines, and they liked the, whoever they liked the best saying what they chose them for.
Well, we have to cut that audio. Yeah, everybody has heard about it already. And it's just
make sure you cut. Make sure you cut back to the part before I start getting all gay and talking about the hurricane, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it's okay. It's all in. We're continuing now. But anyway, what were you saying a while ago?
No, I was just thinking. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, look, like you cut out again.
Okay.
I was just saying that, you know, it's everybody's trying to do everything they can, but when you start getting states like Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're getting desperate.
I mean, it's people are getting desperate. And you know what? What is it, 2008? 40 years ago? 50 years ago at the most?
Mm-hmm.
It was integration. Blacks and whites couldn't live together. The world was going to end. You had to have segregation. They couldn't live in peace and in harmony. See how much that's changed since the 60s, 50s and 60s, don't you?
Yeah. But you can tell that by maybe 50 years from now, we won't be alive by then, I guess. 50 years from now, there's going to be a lot of progression. And people will be looking at this. From 50 years from now, they'll look back at this time and they would just laugh.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy just pet one.
What? What is it with farting dogs around you? What's wrong?
God, you're a bad dog, buddy. Bad dog.
First it was Gil, and now it's.
God.
Oh,
And buddies are deadly too. I mean, Gil's just fuck up the whole room. Buddies plop them right there by you, and then they eat your nostrils away, and then they're gone.
Oh my God. Is it so bad that you can taste it? Oh, gross.
Oh, God. Nasty. I mean, you know, they're going to, I mean, regardless of what goes on, and not, you know, it's going to take time, but you know what? My question is, if it's such a bad thing for same-sex couples to get married, then why don't they fight for making mixed couples, straight marriage, why don't they fight to make it harder to get divorced, to break up a marriage? Why don't they make it so when you get married, you're married? There ain't no redo. There ain't no going to get a divorce in 3 months and you're done and you're moving on to the next one and you've been married 7 times and all this stuff. Why don't they fight to make that harder?
Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the Philippines, there's no divorce. There's annulment. They do the annulment. They try to... say that they need to separate because of a certain reason, because the priest was not really a priest. Some asinine reason that they can think of, but not because they don't want to be with each other anymore. That's like what divorce does. But annulment makes the ceremony that was done with them, with a couple, make it void because of a certain reason. Maybe because one is gay, or one is a lesbian, or one is insane, or there is always a reason. Invent a reason. They think of a reason why they need to be annulled.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, if marriage is such a cherished institution, then why is, like, was it 1 out of every 3 marriages in a divorce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know,
Why don't
they try to make marriage harder to get in and out of?
That's right. Well, also, we also have the right, you know, to be as miserable as they are. Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
So, and we also have the right that when we separate, we can get half. I tell you.
Just the same way. Everybody's equal. All right, how about some happy stuff, Ray? Happy stuff. Okay, what do we have here? We have a box from our P.O. box.
We got a box?
We got a box from Kentucky, from Louisville, Kentucky.
It wasn't a bomb, was it?
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh, okay.
It's not powder either.
No powder in it? Okay.
Anthrax is not anything. No, it's not. Anyway, it says here, it's from Tim. Tim from New
Hi, Canada. Tim.
Hey, Tim. Thank you for the support. Okay. I'll read the letter here. Okay. First, I wanted to say I really enjoy the podcast. And you two are very entertaining, and I always look forward to the next podcast. Woohoo! Thank you, Tim. Okay, so as you can see, the box that he sent is full of sci-fi toys. Woohoo! We have sci-fi toys. I haven't gone through the whole thing yet, but from the top, I could see Battlestar Galactica, Lee Adama, Adama Apollo. It's an action figure. So, and the other one's Heroes.
I got some action poses for Apollo.
Really? Okay, we also have here, Matt Parkman. Matt Parkman.
Well, I guess that means it's not going to get raffled off now, is it?
Wait a second. I can open this and take his clothes off. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Awesome.
I don't think he's I'm sure he's not anatomically correct.
Damn. Okay. I'm excited about this. Anyway, okay, so to continue, you two are big geeks just like me. So I thought this would be a great way to introduce you to my company. Okay. We're going to talk about Tim's company. It's called New Planet Toys. NewPlanetToys.com. There's an eBay store also, New Planet Toys. And we'll put the links on the website. Thank you very much, Tim. And he says that, we can raffle them up and split them up. We'll think of something, how we're going to...
And he also said that if our listeners go to his website and buy something and they put in, what was it, Bear Podcast?
Yeah, you have to put Bear Podcast at the checkout. You get a 20% discount when you check out. So, yeah, thank you.
And in these hard economic times, you need to take every little bit you can get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So get a discount.
20 cents.
NewPlanetToys.com, everyone. If you want to check out, he's got... new toys and vintage toys, and alongside with books and sci-fi related items. So yeah, check it out, newplanettoys.com. I'll put the links on the website, and type in Bear Podcast at the checkout so you can get a 20% discount. So Tim from Louisville, Kentucky, thank you very much, really appreciate it. Okay, that's about it, I guess. Wait, let me see. That's about it for today. Wow, this is a long show, actually. I have to cut it up a bit. So, yeah, first 30 minutes will be on the Bear Radio. And I would like to thank also Adrian. Adrian, I think he's from New Jersey. He sent the links to the petition. Links to the petition to protest against Amazon.
Okay.
So, yeah, so thanks, Adrian.
Thanks, Aaron.
Okay. Adrian. And that's about it. Any shout-outs? Anybody?
Shout out to Scott, my buddy Scott.
Mm-hmm. Hope he's listening. Hey, Scott.
Well, I gave him a link. He said, what have you been doing the last couple of years? And I said, well, here, go check this out. You can catch up for the last, 2.5 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how long I've been on the show? 2.5?
2-3 years, maybe. Yeah.
2 years. God, it's been so long. I can't remember.
It's been so long. Yeah.
It's been forever.
I'm gonna chase this guy. I'm gonna hunt him down.
Hunt him down and say, I know you. I know all about you.
I know you, Scott. Okay.
And he's gonna call me and say, what's this little crazy Asian talking to me about?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna do a shout out to Orlando and Prentice. I'm going to meet them up this weekend. And a couple more people, Chris, Albert and Gary. Some people are going to go camping. That's what I'm going to do this weekend.
Oh, that's right. It's Asians and Friends Camp Out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm here at Spring Iniquity, spanking and beating.
Oh, that's right.
You're hurting people.
Oh, really? Wow. Are you going to take – can you bring a video camera or something?
I don't know. I don't know if I hadn't asked that.
Oh, it's a story to tell. Take pictures. Get your camera.
I'll take pictures.
I want to see some spanking action. Okay. What is it? This coming weekend we're going to Groesbeck, Texas again. Mike's not going to be here though, but I'll see him in a couple of weeks. And yeah, I'm excited about it. I haven't camped since last year. And I have to get back really early on Sunday because of a softball game I have at noon. So, I know.
Okay. Well, have fun up there at Rainbow.
And I hope you have fun at Spring Iniquity. All those spanking.
Well, I hope so, too. Yes.
Spank a chaser for me. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. Or call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
It is. What is it, buddy? It's 206-222-2327. That's
206-222-BEAR. Very good, buddy. Wow. You can spell. Okay, so yeah, visit the official website at bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes and please leave a review. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. We're also on Twitter, Bear Podcast. Well, we have our individual also. Mine is Nard. And Ray, what's yours?
Huh? What?
On Twitter.
Oh, it's Hubert Dad.
Hubert Dad, yeah. Yeah, he's on Twitter now. So follow
Ray. I haven't been doing too much with it. I hadn't got into Twittering yet, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. And what else? Yeah. There's also Bear Podcast. The links are on the website. And we're also on Facebook. And I don't know if people really join the Facebook group. But anyway, it's there. You can keep track of us there too. And yeah, that's it. If you have an iPhone, go to or a G1, you can also access it. Go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Okay, so that's it. So Ray, I will see you. Well, maybe next week. Next week we're going to have, we plan to have an artist. But
Another artist.
Yeah, we're not going to, well, it's going to be a surprise. So, okay, so thank you everyone for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.